want to thank the guys for helping us out there with our little spotlight. We've got Slick back, and we are going to go ahead and go on with our listener section of the podcast. We'll start off with the what if, and we actually asked you a couple weeks ago, what are your favorite unintentional dirty names for your favorite fictional character, such as Erector or Drill Nuts from Transformers? This is because of the whole Erector thing from BotCon. You know, people made it out to be bigger than anything. So, are you on the forum?
I am.
Okay, would you like to take the first one?
Sure.
All
Let's
right.
see here. The first one is Time Lord. Who's
I'm
that
at
guy? Matt. And he just says Vajiji. Not so much a name, but I always found the look of classic Doctor Who character Alpha Centauri slightly chucklesome. Yes, it is funny. Because it kind of, if you guys haven't seen Alpha Centauri, he kind of looks like a penis with a big eyeball and some legs.
Yeah.
Sounds strange, but that's somebody you would want anywhere near anyone's vajiji, let me tell you. But then he said, Oh, this is a good one. Peter File. This is from IT Crowd. It's from one of my favorite episodes. Peter File. Because see, if you guys don't know, in the UK, because in the US we say pedophile, but in the UK they say pedophile. So the name Peter File sounds like a pedophile. Anyway, and then he said Slag from Transformers, very true. Hardhead from Transformers and Breast Force.
Yeah, the Breast Force was the team from Transformers.
Transformers Victory. And he said, as for anything else, go onto the wiki and look up anything that has anything to do with kiss play. I
No,
dare
no,
you.
no,
Yeah,
no,
no.
no.
Don't do it because it'll just scare you.
Yeah, it's scary.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And next, we've got our lovely friend Glenn, Mr. Dreadwind. He
Glenneth.
goes, Glenneth, yes, Glenneth.
Don't know why I like that, but I do. Hi, Glenn.
If Glenn was a woman or a drag queen, he'd be Glenneth.
Oh, let's not. Let's. Oh, now, see, now in my head, I see Glenn as a drag. That's no.
You know what? I would like
Donned
to.
the eyeshadow to be, Sinestra or whoever it was.
Well, can't you see him donning the stockings and high heels?
No, Nicole, stop it.
I love you, Glenn, but I don't want to see that either.
Oh, Glenn's a handsome man, but I don't want to see him as a woman. Come on.
I know. That's true.
Jeez.
He goes on with Fisto from Masters of the Universe. Kit Fisto, which is similar but from Star Wars. Woody from Toy Story. Now, I never thought of that until now, but thank
Very
you.
true. The novel.
Big Lob from G.I. Joe. A Long Rack from Beast Wars. And Slag from Transformers.
Ooh, Toofus leg. We got Rob Valentine 75. He said, can only really think of a couple. He said, Cupid Stunt, which I'm sorry, that makes me laugh so
I know. Did you
But it's
want?
as Andy Everett as Cupid Stunt on Parkinson. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but he's got a clip here. And then he said, and General Bomb the Bastards, which is great. Both characters of the great Kenny Everett, so.
That Bomb the Bastards reminds me of the Carol Burnett when she did the Scarlett O'Hara with the curtain rods.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of. So,
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see. Okay,
yeah.
yeah, I remember that. That was classic.
Paul Logan Blaze, hello, ladies. See me rubbing my knees like Vic Reeves or Green Gogayer. That's for you. That is Grin. I don't know Gogayer. Sorry.
Gokaiger.
Oh,
Gokaiger.
no.
Green Gokaiger and Vic Reeves. That's who it is.
I'm
Green.
sorry. It says, well, Zero, you already mentioned the ones that make me smile the most, but here are some additional ones. Ram Man from Masters of the Universe. Damn, what is he ramming and how hard? Ouch. Okay, Ram from Tron. I see a pattern here, Paul. So, he rams on the internet. He was porn before there was porn on the internet. Wingnut and Screwloose from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a pair of mutants that always make me laugh. Think it's just me. Other than that, they're already mentioned. I'm spent. So.
Turiel, I'm guessing is how you say that. Oh. I think this is a new poster. I don't remember seeing this person, so welcome, welcome, welcome. He said, Arcot Ramathorn from Super Troopers. So many times I misheard that as Arcok. Oh, Arcok Ramathorn. That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
I haven't watched Super Troopers forever.
That's funky.
We got Soundwave SG1. Hey, Nick and Slick, I hope things are good across the pond. Seems like forever since I've done with these, but here's mine. His list, from Transformers is Erector, Drill Nuts, Windbreaker, Clench, Thrust, Power Hug, Discharge, The Breast Force, Hot Rod, Hot Spot, Alan. That's
Joe,
Leaf, and Rodney. Okay. Unless those names mean something different in the UK, yeah. I don't know. From He-Man, he has Ram-Man, Titus, Fisto, Stinkor, Whiplash, and Extendar.
Jesus.
From G.I. Joe, Torpedo, Skidmark, Crazy Legs, and Hardmaster. And from Star Wars, Bollocks, a droid that's part of Han Solo's crew in the Han Solo Adventures.
Bollocks.
Oh, what did I say?
It's like, no, but just the way you say it, I would say it like bollocks, like never mind the bollocks, but.
Oh, okay. And Kit Fisto says, that's all I can find for now. This was a really good homework. Keep them coming by for now, Tony. So.
And we have Adam. Wonderful, Adam. Mr. Grufflock, he said, there can be only one answer. Thrust and the Headmaster. I said, oh, you want more? Oh, ladies, and your need for dirty giggles. As Nicole giggles. Ram-Man and Fisto are good ones, as is Bum-Ra. Oh, wait, I made that last one up.
Oh,
I got all excited.
I know. I did post this over on Full Metal Hero, too, so we've got a couple more answers here. Skyfire says Beast Wars Randy.
Beast Wars Randy. Power Master Sun Cream?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sun Cream, that's great. That's awesome. Fisto and Ram Man, and then says schoolgirl giggle.
Like we just did. King Grimlock, who was...
that guy! Who's King Grimmy?
Yeah. No. Transformers, he says, Power Master Lube and Spitzor.
Oh, Jesus. God!
Masters of the Universe, Ram Man and Fisto. Those
popular.
Two. Yeah. Thundercats, Captain Cracker.
Jesus.
And Rocko's Modern Life, Spunky the Dog. I'm sure there are more, especially when I've got a cast of hundreds like Transformers.
And Ram Man and Fisto are always mentioned together. Yeah. Are they together on the show?
I don't remember.
I mean, do you see the characters yet? Because I'm just like, that's scary. Somebody was on something when they came up with that.
That passed the FCC.
Yeah, really. Locust Rain says, by the way, I love your avatar, says Discharge and Windbreaker. I never thought about Windbreaker being funny, but it is.
Yeah, and so. That is what we have on Full Metal Hero, but we do have one answer on our Facebook, and Kevin Bollinger said, from G.I. Joe, Snow Job. He's like, just sing on it for a moment.
That one always makes me giggle. And then I actually, on my Facebook page, I had two. Matt said Fanny Craddock, which is, said although she was a real person, she was, but it's such an unfortunate name, especially as considering of Fanny Beans in the UK. And then I also got an answer from Simon Williams. Yay!
Oh, Simon!
We love Simon. I'm so excited. But he said there was a Captain America villain called Gamecock. And he said, I kid you not. And there's a link to it on there.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever heard of Gamecock from Captain America?
I don't remember that.
That's too funny. Let me get the give you the link right now while we're thinking about it. Oh, my. Yes. You have to look at this picture. We need a reaction. On air.
Okay, let's see. Okay, if my internet wasn't so slow here. Comic Vine. Okay. content below is entirely editable. What? I'm not showing a picture.
Off to the side, you don't see the Gamecock.
Oh, that guy. Okay, I was looking at the article. Oh, okay.
For God's sake, his name's Gamecock. How can you not tell who that is? Black dude in a really bad cock outfit, so to speak.
Oh my gosh, that is bad.
Gamecock. Thank you, Simon. That was
that was cool. Awesome. That is awesome.
It's too funny.
Thank you so much for your homework. That was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys had fun with it too. So, we have a what if for next week, or question for next week. No, I wish I had two. Which one did we want to do, Slick?
I don't remember what either of them were, to tell you the truth.
I'll just do this one. Excuse me. A lot of times people will marathon watching stuff, like watch all the Star Wars together or watch your favorite TV series.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What do you like to marathon? What movies or TV series do you like to marathon? And is there some kind of special traditions that you – do you have to make some certain type of popcorn, or do you have to, you know, sit in a certain way? Do you have to invite certain guests over? How do you marathon your viewing? So send that in, and we will answer that when we record next. So
cool. That sounds good. I know that I've heard friends talk about doing that before. I've never actually done it myself, but it sounds cool.
All right, and we will head on over to the questions.
Questions. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart.
I'm having issues with my throat.
Yeah. It's a little poor thing. She's still got the damn con crud. What's up with that?
I'm perfectly fine. It's just when I get a cough, it's seems to stay with me forever.
have a sip of a beverage while I read this, Nicole.
I am.
By the way, as Nicole knows, I've had my first Mountain Dew whiteout tonight, and I loved it. So there's only a few bits left. So there are Mountain Dews out there that are good.
Yes.
I hate the original.
I love
it. Anyway, no, she's an addict. Back to the, I'm going to buy her a Mountain Dew lip gloss. Yeah, you
heard me say. I love the lip gloss. It's good.
Anyway, questions. Rob said, Valentine75 said, hi, ladies and possible gentlemen, guest insert name here. Uh-oh, we're having too many guests. Said, okay, in your travels, you come across a box, and in this box is an interdimensional wormhole to a year gone by, your choice. There are instructions on this box stating that you can put your hand in and bring back an item from your childhood that you cherished but lost a long, long time ago. What item would you bring back? If you could jump into a film... Oh, well, let's do that question first.
Because I saw this question when we just finished our last show about Looney Tunes, mm-hmm. and I totally forgot about my huge Bugs Bunny I had. I had like this 5-foot Bugs Bunny when I was little, and I loved it. And I used to play dress up with him. And of course, with Bugs Bunny, that's totally acceptable. You know? So
true.
And he was totally poseable and everything. And I remember the stuffing started coming out of him, and I felt so bad.
Jesus. That's kind of scary.
I love this Bugs Bunny. I loved him. See, my sister had a Mighty Mouse of the same one. We got him for Christmas one year from Santa.
I've never seen him that big.
Yeah, it was a big... I mean, this thing was huge. And I was just, like, so happy. I would go...
5 foot? Is that an exaggeration?
Nope.
Because that's how tall I am.
Yep. It was a big Bugs Bunny. I mean, he was huge. I mean, I remember being small, and he towered over me. So, and we used to stand in the corner and stuff. So when I saw him for Christmas, when Santa brought him, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. I would bring back that Bugs Bunny. So much fun.
Cool. I would bring back my the 4 Kiss dolls that we had.
What kind of dolls were they?
Kiss dolls?
Yeah. I mean, what did they look like? You mean the band Kiss, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what did they kind of look like?
You're not familiar with the Kiss dolls?
Uh-uh.
It looked like the guys in the band. It was one of each of them.
Were they plushies?
No, they were action figure type dolls, but like taller than.
Okay, I was thinking plushies for some
Oh,
reason.
no. They were like action figures, but like.
I think, okay, I know what you're talking
They
about.
were probably, I want to say like 10 or 12 inch. They were pretty big. I might be misremembering that because it has been a while. But yeah, it was them in the full costume and the makeup and everything. And full disclosure, okay, I was a tomboy, but I had a shit ton of Barbies because people would fucking get them for me. I think my mom would get them. I think she wanted me to be more girly. But anyway, I hated Barbie. Used to mess
I
with her,
wasn't a
but.
Barbie fan either.
And I even had her like a house, but it didn't. I remember the only room I had furniture for it was like the kitchen. But I pretended, this is really weird, I'll admit. I pretended like it was Paul Stanley's. He had like this duplex in Manhattan at the time, pretend like it was like his house. And like the boy, I had like at least four Barbies because I'd pretend like each of the guys is like a groupie that they brought back to the house.
Oh, that's
They
awesome.
kick their asses out. Is that fucked up though? I mean, I was a child at the time.
That is awesome. No, that's awesome.
Anyway, but yeah, that's what I do with my kids' dolls.
That's
But
awesome.
I'm lamenting not having those dolls to this day. So yeah, I would definitely want those back. So that is really fucked up though. If you could jump into a film a la Last Action Hero style, which movie would it be? Ooh.
That's an easy one. I would
Which one?
do an X-Men
Dark
one.
Age. Oh.
Because first, I mean, just to be like part of like the first X-Men when everyone is starting to come together and everyone's learning their powers and something and stuff like that, I would like to be part of that to see how everyone's powers work and be part of that group. That'd be fun.
I've got two that popped into my head. Jurassic Park, the first one.
Ah.
Because I don't give, fuck the Raptors. I would go to Jurassic Park in a freaking heartbeat if it was real.
Oh yes.
Raptors be damned. Ah, oh, yes.
Have you seen that new TV show that's coming out on Fox this fall, that Terra Nova?
No, I've never heard of
It's
it.
kind of like a Jurassic Park style TV show though. It has dinosaurs in it. Looks so cool.
And the other one would be Ghostbusters. I'd want
Oh, that would be
Ghostbusters.
fun.
Yeah, I'd want to go out with Egon and Ray and Peter and I guess I would take I wouldn't I would want Winston there too, so I'd have to be like the fifth one. I'd be another Ghostbuster, but that'd be fun.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And Rob says, until next time, ladies, be good. I don't like being good, but those were good questions.
Those are
Thank you.
awesome. Okay, well, Cosmic Duck asks this question, but
I know what he looks like now.
yeah, you do.
Hi,
Hi,
Sean.
Sean. Yeah, it
I've
says.
seen you with
Yeah,
Andy.
him and Andy and I hung out a couple times, so
That's awesome.
it
That's
was
great.
fun. So, says, with all the talk of Transformers Dark of the Move and a speculation of G.I. Joe, a movie based on the most popular generation of ponies can't be far behind. So,
Jesus.
what is your vision of the perfect Milo Pony Friendship is Magic movie? I bet you Slick would be like, not to have one.
Oh, Sean, I was so nice to you, and now I'm regretting it.
I would
No, I'm
not
not.
do My Little Pony as a live action movie. No. I've seen people try to do like fan things online with live action horses and stuff. I'm like, no. No. Make it a cartoon, make it a full length, make it like an epic battle between Celestia and Luna and the battle of good and evil. There you go. Plain and simple, but it'll be awesome.
I would do it as a combination of live action and animation.
Oh, there you go.
It would be Godzilla live action, but he would be stomping on every last one of the fuckers, and the animation would be incredibly gory. That's all I'm saying. You would see like body parts and shit flying. Be
Oh,
really.
come
Oh, he
on.
might actually catch one on fire too. You might even hear the screams. So,
Oh.
who's the fucking pink one? Is that Pinkie Pie?
Pinkie Pie, yeah.
Might have to catch on fire. Yeah.
Oh, Pinkie Pie. I love Pinkie Pie. Everyone says I'm Pinkie Pie. She bounces around like Pepe Le Pew.
Oh,
Bum,
Jesus.
bottom, bottom. Says, I wish you lovely ladies an equally lovely evening. Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Oh, it is sweet, but Sean, no more pony questions, okay? Sorry. His freaking sig's a pony sig. I can't really bitch
I
too much,
love
but
it. I love it. I love it.
keep your P-virus crap away from me, people.
Bring on the pony.
And then we've got Paul. Paul Logan Blaze. He says, ah, my dear ladies, welcome once again to the joy that is Paul's karaoke. Hope you enjoy. I died so many years ago, but you can make me feel like it isn't so. And why you come to be with me, I think I finally know. You're scared, ashamed of what you feel, and you can't tell the ones you love. You know they couldn't deal. A whisper in a dead man's ear that doesn't make it real. That's great, but I don't want to play, because being with you touches me more than I can say. And since I'm only dead to you, I'm saying stay away and let me rest in peace.
I looked it up while you were saying that. Apparently, it's Jay Marsters, the guy who played Spike. It's his song, Let Me Rest in Peace.
And is that from his band, or is it something that he did?
I don't know. There is a YouTube video. I might have to go check it out after.
Oh, I wonder if it's from that freaking musical Buffy episode.
Oh, it says BuffyMusical.com. Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, I saw that once. It was pretty bad. Anyway, I don't like musicals. He said, right, question one. We all like toys from the TV shows of our youth, but what TV show, book, or whatever needs a toy line and make up a TV show or story which makes a good basis for a toy line? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
TV show, book.
What TV show needs a toy line?
TV show, book, or whatever, anything.
I know which one I'd like to see. I don't know if... I am a fan of Dan Versus. I would like to see a toy line of Dan Versus and all of his little stuff that he gets revenge off of. So you see, like, the last one was a magician that looked like Chris Angel. I would like to see him getting revenge on Chris Angel.
Oh, I hate Chris Angel. Oh, my God. He's worse than friggin' what David Blaine. He's as bad as David Blaine, but the douchebag also thinks he's a fucking rock star. Good grief.
So that was a good episode. See him get revenge on George Washington. That was pretty funny. You know? Jeez. So I would like to see that toy line. I think that would be so much fun.
You know what's funny is I don't know what I'm now actually – this is going to sound funny, but I seriously kind of wish this would happen. I want a toy line of – I want a Reveltech or Figure Arts – ooh, Figure Arts line of either or, because both – I think – you know, obviously I don't own a Figure Art, but I've seen them and they're amazing.
They're
I think
awesome
the Revel,
toys.
The Reveltechs are as well, though. I mean, maybe not quite as nice as Figure Arts, but either line I'd be thrilled with. I swear to God, I want a zombie line from George Romero zombie movies.
Ooh.
I want Bub from – Day of the Dead. I want, like, you know.
Now, they have had toys of that show, haven't they?
There's been figures and stuff, but I'm talking, I want Figure Arts or Reveltech specifically. That's what I mean.
Some good posable stuff.
Yeah, I just want to see that. I want to see Steve and Dawn of the Dead, the original, and just there'd be certain zombies that I would love to see that. I would get that shit. I just want Bub. I'd be happy with just Bub and Flyboy from Dawn of the Dead. That would be pretty fucking cool. I was trying to think if there was a cartoon. There's obviously Prime and Renegades toys, although I'm not that fussed about either. Young Justice. I'm into Young Justice, but I don't know if I'd want a figure line. Nah, it's not really anything that's coming to mind that I could think of. And then he says, make up a TV show or story about which good basis for a toy line. Oh, God.
Bring back Care Bears.
You didn't make that up. Cheat.
Or how about when the Thundercats to come out, bring some Thundercats.
I know what I want a toy line of. I know what I want a toy line of. I want a Nerdsphere toy line.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Toys of, like, and the moon base, too. Like, you know, like all
of the special guests. That's...
Yes. Again, I want a little Glenn, and I want a little Stu, and I want a little, you know, all of us, Andy, and I want a Mikey. Mikey's not actually on one of the podcasts, but I still want a little Mikey.
Well, you could do, like, the podcasters. You could do, like, a podcasting, stars of podcasting.
We need little, that was one of the interesting things that I think Andy said it in one of his BotCon videos, I think. I know it was Andy who said it, was saying that, yes, he was talking about the plate that what's the line that they were showing at BotCon that was for little kids?
Oh, the little robot heroes, something. Yeah.
But you know, talk about the line that was for little kids, and he was saying how there was like a playset that went with that.
Yeah.
And he's made a very good point in that they need to make playsets for adult toy collectors. And we would need playsets of, like, I don't know what. I mean, I just want to think I could have us all sitting around talking, watching a movie together or something.
There you go. We could do a podcaster's toy line. And you can have, like, special guests, and they always short pack Vangelis or something like that. You know? Because, you know, he's the one that everyone would want, but he'd be the one hard to find.
Yes, we have to evangelist in every box.
Yay!
Vangeman. He is the madman that gave us the Slim Jim stuffed ho-ho wrapped
in. Yes. You should do it, and they could, like, do the little blind packs. So you never know which podcast you're going to get.
That would be cool.
Blind pack podcast.
Blind packs of the Nerdsphere based. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be awesome. Good idea. Let's make this happen.
That's cool. I like that. Did you have one that you want to make up? Or?
No, I'm going off of yours, man. I can't top that. I can't top that.
He said, question the second. He said, DC has recently rebooted its entire universe, and we are seeing reboots in film and TV all the time. But strangely, we have never had a rebooted book that I could think of. He said, can you think of a book or series of books which you would like retired? Not that the first one was bad, but you would like to see the themes and ideas jazzed up. He said retired. Yeah. Oh, it sent down a different path. Okay, so themes and ideas. Nicole wants Dark Tower completely redone in a completely different fashion. No, I'm just kidding.
No. That'd be one he would not touch. Well, the thing is, Stephen King has gone back and rebooted some of his Dark Tower stuff. The first book, The Gunslinger, he actually redid the beginning, and he rewrote some of the words and stuff. The story's still the same. It's just that when he started writing it, he was very young, and he didn't like how it sounded. So he actually did go back and rewrite the first three books.
But can you really count it as a reboot if it hadn't been released yet?
No, I actually have the new revised version of the Dark Tower. I do.
So he changed it. Oh, so I thought you meant before he released it, he changed it.
No. So like 1980s when the first one came out, the beginning was totally worded different than what came out. What was it, 4 years ago when they republished everything? So. So there has been some kind of redoing. He's actually redone some scenes in The Shining as well. Yeah. So there, it doesn't change the story. It just changes the feel. It sounds more mature. So, rebooting a story. See, that's the problem with books. Most time, the books are fairly.
I've never. There's not a whole lot of series of books I've read.
I know there's a couple I would like to be rebooted because they're just too damn long. Diana Gabaldon's, her series. Why can't I think of it now? It's about time traveling, a woman that time travels back to Scotland. Crap. The Outlander series. There we go. Really good series. But it's just too damn long. I would like to see it rebooted with a lot of stuff cut out of it. Same with Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time. I've only read a few of those books because they're just so long. Again, both of these are kind of like fantasy ones. And it seems like with fantasy books, it's like they spend 8 chapters describing a rock. And you're just like, just move on already, you know. If they rebooted,
like
I would like to
King.
See. Yeah, Stephen King keeps my interest, though. So
I don't know. There's been quite a few times I've been reading Steve books where I consciously thought, I think I even said that loud once, get on with it, Steve. Come on.
I think those would be two series I'd like to see rebooted, but in a shorter version, maybe even a comic book series, kind of like with what they did with Dark Tower. A lot of people don't want to read those books because they're really long, they're really big, but they're cutting it down in these comic book series, and so people could still enjoy the story, but broken up into several different parts. There you go. Do the Outlander in a little comic book series. So,
what the only thing I could think of is, like, I wouldn't mind if they rebooted the Talisman and what was it, Black House? That was
Black House. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just completely make Black House never exist.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Black House.
The Talisman was a revelation for me when I read that. It completely, it took me to a whole new level of fandom with Stephen King. Like, that book was really a turning point for me as a reader, and it affected me very profoundly. And so when the sequel came out all those years later, it was just like, oh no. Not that I expected it to be good, but it almost ruined Talisman for me. So that's the only thing I can think of. There's not really any other. Like I said, I haven't read much lately. I don't read much these days. So
I know I read my comic books. So.
I'm getting more into that too. So, but he said that's it. Bye. So right. Thank you, Paul.
And that is it for our questions. Thank you guys for your questions. Send us more. I know I enjoy answering questions. So gets my brain thinking and gets it going, turning, and yeah. So, do you have any announcements for this week?
No.
All right. I do have one. Because of our podcasting host, we're running out of space, so I've had to take some of them off of iTunes and off of Podomatic, and I have transferred them up to Mega Upload, and I've put the links on the Nerdsphere. So if you guys want to go check out some earlier editions of the podcast, you could go find them on the Nerdsphere, and the links are up there, and you could go download them. So the first 15 are up there, so... If you can't find them, you can find them there. And again, I want to thank the guys for stepping in and doing the roundtable, Matt, and Nandy. And big hugs.
Matt, and Nandy.
Yeah. Big hugs and loves again to Adam for our theme song. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, thanks, guys, for stepping in. And I wasn't in that because I locked my keys in my car with it running yesterday morning at the friggin' gas station on the way to work, and I got to work late, so I had to stay late, and blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not in the round table, because we recorded it separate from the rest of the stuff.
It felt weird not having you there. Trust me. I'm like, it feels weird.
I know. It would be weird to not have you there. I can imagine. Yeah, it's just
So it's not going to happen often, people, but you know what? Sometimes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And frankly, compared to the four of them, I know fuck all about Transformers. So
but you're starting to learn. You started.
Yeah, but still. But yeah, I probably just would have been like, oh.
What we know that Slick, she loves animated. As everyone should. So.
I know what kiss players are, unfortunately.
Oh, that's true. I wish I'd never learned about the Transformers. That's one thing we did not talk about. Sorry.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Thing.
And on that note, one last question. What did you learn this week or two?
Oh, crap. Oh, shit. What did I learn this week? I can't think of anything. What did you learn this week?
I learned a really odd fact about the brain. I found out the brain does not feel pain. It has the process for pain, but the brain itself does not feel pain.
Yeah, which is why they've always been dumbfounded by us getting headaches and migraines and shit.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's just like when someone told me that, I'm like, because I say the same thing. I'm like, I get migraines, and what do you mean? So yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I found that out years and years ago, but I was really surprised too. It's like, what?
Yeah, so that's odd.
And I'm wondering, down the line, it's one of those things that you figure the science will catch up to it at some point, and they'll say, oh, no, they'll figure out why we have headaches at some point, and it'll seem silly to say, oh, we used to say we didn't have nerve endings in the brain, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I remember years ago I heard starfish have no brains, and I mean, that
weirded me out.
I wigged me out for years. And whenever I would think about anything to do with starfish, I'd just be like, they have no fucking brains. Like, I really couldn't wrap my mind around that. And then I found out it's totally untrue. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
They actually have several brains, like, in their tentacles.
Really?
And I didn't, yeah, I think that's cool. What it is. I've heard, yes. Yeah, so Patrick on SpongeBob isn't really that thick. He's got the brains. He just doesn't know how to use them.
Yeah, I actually caught myself watching Nova last night. I love watching Nova because
God, I forgot about Nova. Holy shit.
Yeah, and they were talking about how smart animals are. People that don't think animals are smart, no. There's some intelligent animals out there. So.
You'd be surprised sometimes, too. I know, and they've talked about that on Mysterious Universe, too. And, yeah, that's what I've learned. I've learned that, you know what, something that dawned on me today is that it's really bugging me that I don't know what those two guys look like. Because the guys that are, there's two guys on Mysterious Universe podcast, Ben and Aaron, and I have no idea what they look like. I've tried to find pictures online and stuff. But they sound a lot alike. I still don't know who's
Oh,
who.
Really? Oh, I could tell them
no
apart.
Idea. See, I need to start paying more attention, you know, and then I'll get, because I know once I kind of really think, because I'm always working while I'm doing it, too. I mean, I'm listening to what they're saying, but I need to pay more attention to that, too. My God, one of the ones I listened to today, they had the biggest flake on for an interview. I was like, good God, woman.
Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah. It was have a video of them doing an experiment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so I'll link you guys, and I'll link you to it, too. I just got to go find that video.
Cool.
If you guys aren't listening to this podcast, it's really good. Very well produced, and it's one of those ones that gets you thinking. And
these guys actually make a living out of doing a podcast, too, which I'm envious of.
Yeah, and it's one of these things that I know I've changed my mind on a few things, about the way I've thought and the way I view things, so it's just like, yeah, they get you thinking. So
I don't know that they haven't changed my mind on anything, but they've talked about a lot of shit I've never heard of before, though. That's for sure. It's like, what? And there's some stuff that I just go, that is complete bullshit, and then there's other stuff that I go, damn, I wish that was true. Because you know,
yeah,
crap. And maybe the stories they get from readers or listeners and stuff.
Well, it's entertaining. Even if it's not true, it's some entertaining stories. So.
Oh, yeah. I've had stories give me goosebumps already, so that's cool.
I had the one, that Dybbuk box one, scare me this week.
I didn't think that was all that. I don't find the whole Dybbuk box thing all that interesting, to tell you the truth. But
I love it.
The guys that were on were fairly entertaining, and so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But and what I learned this week is that Mountain Dew Whiteout is very good.
There you go. See? Even Slick can enjoy a Mountain Dew.
Yes, but don't think I'm going to start liking those freaking ponies anytime.
Ponies are awesome.
So now I just got to find the Tangerine Livewire Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I want to die and try. I never see it anywhere.
Yeah, we get it out of our vending machines. Yay!
Shut up. You suck.
I suck Mountain Dew.
Is that what they're calling it on the streets these days?
Mm-hmm, it is.
You filthy whore. You hooah, as that's they say me. In New York.
That's me.
Such a hooah.
All right, and on that note, I bid you adieu.
Good night, people.
Sweet dreams if you're listening to this at night, and good morning if you're listening to it in the daytime.
God help you if you're falling asleep to this.
Yes. Okay, bad. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.